Deloge Law Group. Immigration experts who are so committed to your success that they'll only take your case if they think they can win. The Deloge Law Group has already helped thousands of people from all over the world to obtain legal status and make Canada their home. Whether you're currently in Canada or abroad, the Deloge Law Group will assist you with any immigration matter in the most expeditious and cost-efficient manner. It's time to call Canada home. Go to Deloge.ca. That's DESLOGES.ca.
Jesus loves him, but the rest of us think he's a putz. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
I remember speaking with one Randy Bachman about the fact that one of his new best friends is this guy.
Is Leonardo?
Who?
Leonard.
Leonard?
Kravitz.
Oh.
Lenny.
Okay, well, it took me three times to get there. Leonardo, and you think Leonard,
and I'm the spaced out one in the summer? He'd be a good interview. I think we should interview him.
Oh, let me just get right on that.
Yeah, do it.
People think I can just go...
And do a violin solo and get people to show up.
Oh, man, that song should trigger many people. It's a trigger warning. Carrie Pomeroli, she's a comedian, she's an actor, she's an author. That's right, it's time for our monthly visit with our favorite Hollywood correspondent, CarriePalm.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Pomeroli! Hello, Carrie? Do we need Carrie? She hung up.
Wow.
I thought it was a brilliant introduction.
It was an amazing introduction.
It was like the best introduction ever. And all of a sudden, Alex goes, whoop.
Maybe she was talking to Dr. King.
Yeah. What, she has to call us now? Why? Why does she have to call us? Oh, she's on? I don't know what that was. Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Pomeroli!
First of all, boys, I had a segment reserved for you from 12 to 12:07, and now we pass it.
What happened with the phone? What happened? I want to know what happened.
I would like to blame Canada, because I don't think the technology is perfected to call out of the country.
Oh, man. Carrie.
Can I tell your fans what happened to me when I booked a Canadian show and I was really excited about it?
Carrie, can you do us a favor? Can you tell us about the time you booked a Canadian show and what happened?
Oh, good. So I hope everyone's...
Are you still there, Carrie?
No.
Seriously, what is with technology today? It sounds like she just got attacked by Lucifer.
That was awesome.
Did you give her her number to call in? For her to call in?
I tried, and then you...
Oh, and then I yelled at you, and you stopped?
Drew Marshall Show.
Give her a call again. Oh, my goodness. I knew this show couldn't go that smooth for that long.
So I just told her, she said, it's probably my fault, I'm not going to lie, and then it went, la.
Did you give her her number to call in?
No, because that was it.
She called in?
Up again.
Does she have the number to call in?
No, I tried to give it to her.
And it went live.
That's awesome.
Gee whiz. You know what we're going to do?
I think she's calling from one of those bathrooms in a dollar store at a gas station.
Do you remember that moment?
I remember all three
stuff.
Of those moments.
We're going to try something here. I'm going to call her on my cell phone. Okay? Because you guys
messed everything up.
Weird things are happening.
That is hilarious that just kept going like that.
Okay, we ready?
I just want to mix it up a little. I didn't want it to be too easy for you.
Let's talk quietly in case our loud voices are wrecking the technology, okay? Let's just talk quietly.
Okay, are we on the air yet?
No, not like in some weird stalker
voice. Are we on the radio?
Yes!
Yes, we are.
Okay, did you hear what happened to me?
Yes, what happened?
They fired me from the comedy show when I dropped your name. I told them I would promote on the Drew Marshall Show, and coincidentally, I'm not coming to Canada anymore. Let's put 2 + 2 = 5.
No, that's not right. So you were going to do the Just for Laughs, is that right?
Yes, the first Christian show in conjunction, and you ruined my Christian mojo. Like, I told them I was going to promote. This is always happening to me. It's like I never learned my lesson. Okay. Yes. So that happened. I'm not coming.
That's awesome. First Christian show. We're so excited.
Hollywood tour. We're going to go in another direction. And don't have your friend Drew promote. That was the other.
Yeah, that was the caveat.
They're like, good luck to you. Hope you find Jesus.
You know, I think you should just do your own podcast instead of coming on my show.
Well, that's funny that you bring that up because I'm taping my very first podcast. It's called hashtag I Need Attention. And I think you're going to be a really good guest because we don't want our podcast to be too Christian. And so we were thinking you and my friend Mark Gunger should be two of our but I don't know what topic we would talk about. Like, I think we could talk about all your 6 degrees of separation celebrity friends.
Yeah, eventually
friends with the celebrity. You're friends with, like, their cousin.
I know. It's like I can't get Stephen Hawking, but I get his ex-wife on the show.
Like,
you know,
I always get bumped, and it's not even for the real person. You're like, you know Eric Stoltz from Some Kind of Wonderful, the 80s movie? His mother is coming on the show because she was on set for 3 days during filming. You have peaked. I think you need a breakthrough. I think this show needs to be our summer finale, and you need a break because how do you improve after this?
I know. There's just nowhere to go. You know what? I could join, like, maybe a traveling drama group and do some Shakespeare.
Yes,
what do you think?
Yes.
I could do Shakespeare?
I don't know what you guys in Canada think of Shakespeare because you have that whole, like, Stratford. I think that there's certain things in life that I'm supposed to like kale and running and Shakespeare, that I don't think are worthy of my time. So I brought my 7-year-old to Midsummer Night's Dream, and I went for the wine and cheese because I'm always a big fan of that. Shakespeare people love wine and cheese.
Yes.
And she started throwing a tantrum in the middle of Act 1 because some guy had his head cut off. I don't know what happened. It was like Othello meets Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah.
So she starts screaming, but it wasn't even that bad. She would have stayed. I was like, oh, we got to go. We're out. We're out. Pick it up. We can't be a part of this. And so we went to Trader Joe's and had ice cream. But you guys, do you feel that there's other items about being an adult, like, that you're supposed to like? Like, I don't know, Downton Abbey.
Hey, no smack about Downton Abbey, man. That thing rocked. I loved it.
That's like going to the dentist. It's like I should do this for myself, but I'm not enjoying it. Like, I feel numb when I watch Downton Abbey. Like... You know what I mean? Like, do you like Downton Abbey? Are you doing it because someone told you you should? Think about it, boys. Think about it.
I've thought about it quite regularly, and I believe that Downton Abbey was tremendous. Tremendous.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I sure did.
Died, by the way. They're all in the cast with Locke, and they're all in purgatory.
I'm telling you,
that's the ending.
And the boat sank, yeah.
Yes,
I teach drama, Carrie, and I can't stand Shakespeare. So I'm in total agreement
with
you.
Thank you, or Jacoby and Trent. I think we should focus more on Keanu Reeves movies. I'm going to see a love story tonight in the park. It's called Top Gun. It's about Top Gun, Tom Cruise, and Val Kilmer. And it's a beautiful story about airplanes and volleyball. And I'm going to see that, and I'm very excited. Wait, you guys, I hope I can say this on Christian radio, but last time I saw Top Gun, it was in West Hollywood, which is... The Fellows, like West Hollywood.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes.
So I was with all well-dressed gentlemen. And if you watch Top Gun with a gay crowd, you will see the love between Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer. Like,
I know.
It's so real.
Sure.
It's real.
No.
And there's a lot of, like, applause.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like Bert and Ernie. I get it.
Well, and now they're making Top Gun 2. And don't you feel like we need to let it go? Like, we need to let it go. Like,
yeah.
We don't need the original cast to come back. Like, why don't we just bring back New Kids on the Block and they can be the musical guest and Top Gun 2.
I like that.
Highway to the Danger Zone.
I'm going tonight to Top Gun.
Okay. All right. Listen, Carrie, I have a couple of serious questions to ask you. One is, what is wrong with your president? And two, what is happening down there as far as celebrity sightings? Two very serious questions. Because if you don't give me any celebrity sightings, I'm going to have to call Harvey at TMZ.
Okay, Patrick Dempsey was on my airplane, and I will tell you, he was wearing red leather pants that were not flattering. But I didn't feel that it was completely appropriate to tell him, and I tried to get my seat changed. So I didn't exactly sit next to Patrick, because you know me, I'm like 6 degrees. I don't want to be obvious about it.
No.
So So I sat in front of Patrick Dempsey, and I just peeped through that peephole, like, the entire time. And my other celebrity sighting was...
Well, hold on. What kind of airplane are you flying that have peepholes in their
Delta
seats?
Well, you know, like, the seats, between the seats. Oh. He was wearing red leather pants, and I think he's one of those guys that works up a lot on top, and he needs to do more leg day, like, now with the leg. But that's just my opinion, you guys. I love Patrick. And I also saw Henry Winkler flying coach on Southwest, which I don't know how I feel about. I think the Fonz needs to fly first class, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, I would upgrade him.
Definitely. I mean, I think the Osteens should be in coach, but...
yes, exactly. And I, well, here's the other thing about flying coach. Here's the other thing. They gave us Time Magazine, you guys, in coach. People that fly coach don't read Time Magazine. We read the Inquirer. That's why we're in coach. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Don't
give me the Wall Street Journal, me and Fonzie. We're not going to read that crap. I want Us Weekly. I want Joanna Gaines and her fifth kid. That's what I care about right now.
Can I just tell you, you know you're sitting behind a Canadian when the chair starts to go back and they look behind and apologize as the chair is going back 3 centimeters.
Do you think that my next husband should be Canadian? They would be so nice. Yes. I don't know we would fight. How do Canadians fight? Like, do you like, oh, I hate you, I'm so sorry. Like,
no, we just try.
Much.
We just try to raise the amount of tariffs to match the amount of tariffs that your president is putting on us. That's all we do.
Well, did you like how your prime minister was trying to be kind of like a bad guy, like hardball when he was going to be like, we're not going to do business with America. Okay, maybe we will. We're not sure, but we're just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's us.
I saw him give a speech. He's like, we want to go to lunch with you. We're just not sure we want to do the tariff. Like, you guys are so nice. Even your border agents are nice. I went to the border in Canada not that long ago from Detroit. He was so nice. And I'm a mom. So I was like, you look hungry. Do you want a juice box? And
and some goldfish. Oh, my
God. Yeah,
goodness.
I was like, well, we have some. Do you want to sit in the van? Do you need a wipe? And he said yes, because I love Canadians.
Oh, man.
But in your interpersonal relationships, do you guys fight with each other? Because I don't even know what that would look like.
It's just apologizing. Just it's one person apologizing to the other person and apologizing to the other person for the apology that they just apologized for.
And I bet you're really passive-aggressive, which would be fun to
play with. Totally passive-aggressive.
Yeah, that was a nice thing you said.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really sorry that you're so fat. Like, that kind of thing.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Pomeroli is one of our all-time favorite guests ever.
Thank you.
And we care about you deeply, Carrie. CarriePalm.com is the website, and she is she's free. You're not free. You have to pay. But bring her. She's available.
Yeah, but it's, like, so close to free.
It is.
So close. And every summer, I just want to thank everyone for your hospitality to my children and then putting them on a horse that died shortly after. It's just a memory that I will never...
I took her out in a trail ride.
That's awesome.
The horse died shortly afterwards.
Did you send her to the glue?
Yes.
No, my children have never gotten on a horse since, but I want to thank Drew for that memory. It was July 5 years ago.
So
long
ago. Love you, mean it. Bye, Puddin'. Bye, Cupcake.
Bye.
Bye, Peaches. Carrie Pomeroli on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh, my goodness.